Rishus, the Menalim, the Sack of Leadership, and Kol Hakal HaKadosh Hazeh. When I say Hakal HaKadosh Hazeh, I mean it literally. I mean it Pshuto Kamashmaya. It's truly a Kahal Kadosh. Even before I see all the faces and before I know who's here, I know that this is a Kahal Kadosh, and I'll explain why. The Navi says in Malachi, says that Oz Nidru Yirei Hashem, the Yirei Hashem, those who fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu come, they gather together, Ishel Re'eu, they speak with each other, they speak about how to grow in Yirei Shamayim, how to grow and be better Yidden, but Yakshav Hashem, and Hashem listens to them. Not only does he listen, but the Kasev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav, he writes down what they say in the Sefer Zikaron in the special book that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Now what's strange about this pasuk is, if what they said is so important, so significant, Dr. Shmoko wrote it down in his book, why does the Navi not tell us what they said? Why does he leave us in the dark? What is it that these Yirei Hashem discussed among themselves? What is it that they spoke about? And the Mefarshim say an amazing thing. They say that what they spoke about is really not that important. It could be what they spoke about was not so great. They didn't have such a great plan. They tried, they planned, maybe they failed, but that's not the point. The mere fact that they came together, Yirei Hashem come together, they gather together to speak and to seek guidance, how to grow, how to become better people, how to be better parents, how to raise better families, how to reach higher levels, how to elevate your life. Miyad v'yakshav Hashem. Hashem listens. Not only does he listen, but he writes it down in a special book, in the Sefer Zikaron. There's no greater nachas ruach than HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you didn't come together to try to figure out how to grow and how to become better. And for that reason, this is truly a Kahal Kadosh. People came out, everyone's lives are busy. And he came out for what? Came out to learn how to grow, how to be better parents, better people, how to have a better connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's really no greater Nachas Ruach, no greater Kiddush Hashem. And I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to us like he was listening to them. He's writing down everyone's name in his special book. And that is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that was created. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to hear a shiur from Rabbi Lapiansky Shlita about the topic of technology. And he made a couple points, and he made one point which I think is very important in understanding our relationship towards technology, and I want to share that point with you. The source in the Torah that allows us, that empowered Adam, mankind, to be able to control the Bria, control the world, have full autonomy, full authority over the world, is a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. The pasuk says, "V'yamru Elokim milu es ha'aretz v'kibshua." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Fill up the land, v'kibshua, and conquer it." What does it mean to conquer the land? So the Ramban explains that this is the source that Adam has a right to control the world and utilize it and use it for all of his needs and all whatever purpose that he wants to get from it. He says that we have full control over behemoths, over animals. We could use the animals as we please. For what we need, we have full control over building. We could build what we want. We could uproot what we want. We could uproot trees to use it to build. We could mine the earth. We could take the precious metals. Everything that Hashem created is for us to use and enjoy. The idea of inventing machinery, technology, it's all coming from this pasuk of Kibshua. We have right to conquer the land and use it, and utilize it, invent what we want, and use it to enhance our lives. But the question is, why does the pasuk use this word to keep shua, conquer the land? It seems to be a strange word. You would think the pasuk should say, be mishtamish, utilize the land, use it, lakachtem, take the land. But keep shua, to conquer, is a word that we usually associate with a war, to conquer. Why this word, keep shua? And he explained that the Torah is teaching us a very important lesson over here. It's true that the Torah empowered us to use the land, use the world, use technology, develop technology, enjoy it, use it to enhance our lives, but there's one condition, one very important condition, and that is that we have to remain kibshua, we have to remain conquerors. A conqueror means that we are in charge, we are the rulers, and technology in the world is here to be our slave, to be a tool that we use to enhance our lives. When one conquers another nation, he's in charge, and that nation they become his slaves. He could utilize them to do what he wants with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created technology, you can do what you want with it, but remain a conqueror. Make sure that you're in charge. Make sure that you rule. It's a tool that you use to enhance your life and not the opposite. Don't let technology control you. Don't let it become the conqueror. You become conquered by it. When a person rides on a horse, you ride the horse. The horse is your tool. It's your servant to bring you to where you want. If the other way around, if the opposite happens, if the horse is riding on you, then that's not the way it should be. And when technology rules us and rules our lives, that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he said B'kiv Shua. I was driving today, trying to think of an example, practical example of how it is where we see that we conquer technology and not that technology conquers us. And I was thinking, and suddenly my phone rang and was interrupted. I lost my train of thought and unfortunately did not have an example to share with you. But then I realized that this is probably the best example. I'm trying to think, to have a coherent thought, and I can't turn off my phone for a couple minutes, put it on silent mode, and focus on what I'm doing. That means that I'm not conquering technology. Technology is conquering me. If I could turn it off, if I could detach myself for a couple minutes and say that now it's not time for my phone, now it's time for my brain, that means that I conquered technology. You come home at night, you want to eat supper with your family, you're able to turn off your phone, focus on your spouse, on your children, you conquer technology. If you can't do that, if you can't detach yourself, you feel withdrawal when your phone is off for a couple minutes, then technology is conquering you. And I think this is one of the purposes of this event tonight, this gathering. It's to hear Devi Chizik, Devi Hadracha, to remind us, to help us understand how we can always remain the conqueror, always remain in the driver's seat, always be the one who conquers. We decide how much, when, what age, what is appropriate, what is not appropriate. We're not going to let the world dictate to us what we do, but we're going to be B'nai Das. We're going to have the Das to decide for ourselves what is it that we want from technology, what we can gain from it. It could be a tremendous bracha. One could gain many things from it, but as long as we're in charge, as long as we're the ones calling the shots, we don't let it dictate our lives and control our lives. So Bez Hashem, we will hear the Rechizek this evening. Will come out Mechuzek and Ischazek. And that Sos HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us, that he should talk and listen to what we're saying, write us all down in his special book, which is no greater bracha than being written personally in Hashem's book. And in that Sos, it should bring much bracha v'atzlacha to us, and Yishmal Nachas from our Mishpachas, from our children, and should be zaycha to the Geula b'Mehreh Yameinu.